Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, I want to take you back. You're probably waking up to this morning. Iran has shot down one of our drones. It's a big one. It's got the wingspan of a 737 over international waters, about 17 miles from Iran. President Trump has already been handed the target list for retaliation. He does not need congressional approval for that because it was shot down in international waters. So he's got a veritable menu of options in front of him, and I can't imagine he's not excited about that. But what is going on here? Okay, the first thing to understand is that Iran is desperate. Because remember, Trump scrapped the Iran deal and reimposed the sanctions. And, you know, we have updated you on this. I mean, they are killing, shooting, torturing, and whipping people who are protesting in the streets because they're hungry. The Iran economy is in a desperate mess. And the people are beginning to rebel. They have been for some time. This has been going on in Iran. And so they need something to keep them in power and to keep the Iranian people focused on a more, you know, farther away enemy, which would be Trump and America. So this is why they're doing this. And this is a huge risk for them, is they've just given Trump an opening to do virtually whatever he wants to retaliate against them. But if you notice what they hit an unmanned target. They're hoping the retaliation will be unmanned as well. In other words, where they might hit missile silos, missile sites, that sort of thing. Minimum civilian casualties is what Iran is hoping at this time, so they can then use it to try the Iranian leadership to try to keep themselves in power. That's what's going on here. Okay? But how do we get here? See, what's really ironic about this, and you're going to hear the Democrats today say that we have this problem because Trump scrapped the Iran deal. And Obama had it all fixed and they weren't going to enrich any more nuclear, whatever. That's all a lie. Okay, that's going to be complete crock. Let's go back to how we got here. Do you know what precipitated the Iran deal? Do you remember? Most people don't. The Wall Street Journal pointed it out today. In 2012, Iran attempted to shoot down another of our drones. Isn't it interesting they picked the drone? In 2012, Iran attempted to shoot down another one of our drones. This one was over the Persian Gulf. Our response at the time was to cut the Iran deal with them. That was the opening salvo for the Iran deal. So what did they get? What did they get as a reward for attempting to shoot down our drones? They got billions of dollars on pallets of cash that we now know from Politico they subsequently used to fund terror, their weapons program, and the Iranian army. That's what they got. I mean, so you shoot down an American drone, they've had good experience with that. I mean, it worked out really well for them the last time they did it. Now, if your concern is a nuclear-armed Iran, there is one thing even an idiot would know that you had to do. You have to shut down the Iraq heavy water nuclear facility. That's the big one. That's the one that contains, that they were enriching a heavy water reactor that contains plutonium suitable for a nuclear bomb. We let them continue operating the heavy water facility under the Obama deal. They just had to say they weren't going to use it for a bomb. Yet. Because remember, the Iran deal said after 5 years, they would be allowed to buy the missiles specifically created to develop a nuclear warhead from China or Russia with our support. So we gave them the ability to keep operating facility as long as they said, oh, we won't use it for missiles. We let them buy the missiles within 5 to 6 years after the Iran deal was passed to deliver the nuke to our shores or somebody else's. Gave them that check. But wait, no, they said they stopped. Well, we don't know that. Because remember, if they were accused of using the heavy water facility to make nuclear grade stuff, plutonium suitable for a nuclear bomb, what would happen? Well, they would be a waiting period of 24 days and the International Committee would come in. Well, that's exactly how long you need to clean up the evidence. But then the International Committee would come in, right? Well, who sits on the International Committee? Someone from Iran. What do you need to reimpose sanctions? A unanimous vote. You think the person from Iran's going to reimpose sanctions? Oh, heck no. So you got to understand this Iran deal this way. The Iran deal was aimed at funding the nuclear program, providing the missiles on which to deliver the nukes, and providing cover for the creation and enrichment that they needed to do to produce the nuclear grade material with which to hit us. There is no other way you can look at that deal. We've explained this extensively. Trump came in and went, my God, they're going to hit us with that. And so he scrapped it. He had to. No responsible human being could leave your country in that amount of danger or other countries that are our allies. So he scrapped it. And he ended, he put sanctions back in place. So that's crippled their economy and are desperate. So, I mean, look at the media is going to tell you that Obama had this problem solved. He did not. That Iraq facility, A-R-A-K facility in Iran, never for one day stopped. And you know that the Democrats and Kerry and Obama knew they would produce a nuclear bomb. Because why else would you allow them in the deal to buy the missiles specifically needed to deliver a nuclear bomb? What would you need those for if you didn't have a bomb in 5 to 6 years? About the amount of time it would take them to create the bomb. It was cover to create a nuclear weapon. Trump scrapped that, but in the process destroyed their economy. And now they are having trouble holding back the hungry people in the streets. That's where they are. And so they need a fake war with the U.S. and to claim to their people they are battling aggression. That's where we are. By the way, all of this is a man-caused disaster caused by Obama. So do not forget what happened the last time Iran hit one of our drones. They were rewarded with billions of dollars and the ability to make nukes. So to them, there's no downside. The Democrats taught them that.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.